Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
657 AM, this is where we at. Hello, my family. If you just joined us, hello to you. And I see Umam Khoza. Hello, ma. Uthi, I'm listening from Thokoza. Good afternoon. Oh, Buthulani, I forgot that I said I was going to play that song when Sis Gloria, just before Sis Gloria comes in. But I think the one that we gave the family right now by Lebuti Sani, For My Good, is also perfect. And then we'll take a break with the one that you requested, which is Be Lifted by Bongi and Colin. So, yeah, good day to you. And, I will play that song. Mam Khoza, good day to you. Etogoza. Babing elelubajele bonge etogoza, which is the second La Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm now joined by my queen. It's been a very long minute, but we thank God that she's here with us. Is Gloria POV. My queen, how are you?
I am highly, highly favored, graced, blessed. I'm excited. I really, really feel that I have been given yet another chance in this life. As you would know, that I had a bit of a challenge health-wise and was hospitalized, but I saw the hand of God, I must say, and it is so good to be back. Happy Women's Day to you.
Happy Women's Day to you too. Happy Women's Day to you too. And we praise the Lord who has healed you. Today you are able to talk to us again. Shohai, you had us, I don't want to use the word worried, but we were, hey? And we tried to call, and Sis Gloria is not available. We're like, what's happening? Who do we call now? I think after the show, you need to give us some numbers that we can call in case we're now uko. Aye, then.
For sure. I'll definitely do that.
So, my queen, today we are learning from Jonah, who sang in the belly of a whale, right in the belly of a whale. When we say some, my mind just goes to a song, but let me say he lifted up a psalm in the belly, right in the midst of it all. He praised the Lord.
Oh, you know, and Sis Bongile, the story of Jonah is a story that everyone who's been or who knows of the Bible is aware of. We even make jokes about it, you know, about what happened. But there's just so much teachings in chapter 2, which we are going to read, which is something very important for us as the people of God, because one thing we know for sure, life happens. You know, the sun shines on everyone, the righteous and the unrighteous. All seasons happen to us all, but the most difficult season is the season of uncertainty. It's the season of confusion, the season of it could be a loss. It could be grieving a loss of a dream, a loss of a job. You know, you are hoping for this relationship to end up at the altar, and now here you are, my queen, having to deal with the fact that it has all come to an end. You know, it is a place where vision is not clear. Where you are also even alone, you know. Jonah was alone here. You are alone. And for some of us, it could be, you know, you find yourself in this place due to consequences of decisions, or you find yourself, you know, due to just things not going the way that they should. And so I thought, you know, especially in the time and the season that we are in as a country, as the people of God, let's look at how we navigate this kind of season. And by the way, it is still your season. Your season is not only, you know, the summer season where things are blossoming, you know, you doors are being opened, but your season is also this one. One where you are right in the belly. So, of course, the story starts from where he gets a word from the Lord, you know, and he must go to Nineveh. But because you know, Nineveh was a territory of his enemies, he decided, I'm not going to take that direction. And through that decision, he then find himself in the belly of the fish or the belly of the whale. A few things that we can take out of this is, number one, for us not to overlook and undermine the reality of where Jonah is. So we are going to read so that we can capture exactly what Jonah is saying. So it's Jonah chapter 2, verse 1-10.
Okay.
Right. And he says, let's read the word. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the belly of the fish, saying, I called out to the Lord out of my distress, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your waves and your billows passed over me. Then I said, I'm driven away from your sight. I shall again look upon you, your holy temple. The waters closed in over me to take my life. The deep surrounded me. Weeds were wrapped about my head. At the roots of the mountains, I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever. Yet you brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who pay regard to vain idols forsake their hope of steadfast love. But I, with the voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will pay. Salvation belongs to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land. Father, bless this reading and the teaching of the word as we're going through painful places. Lord, may this word give a word of comfort in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You see, when you read this psalm, you get a proper understanding of just how serious the situation is. And by the way, when we talk about a psalm, our mindset need to understand that it is not only just a song. Okay, a psalm is not just a song. Yes, a psalm can be delivered as a song,
right.
But a psalm is also prayer. It's a prayer that you sing, but through the posture of praying instead of clapping and probably dancing. This kind of psalm that we see here, it is a song, or rather a prayer about God. You know, it is about what the Lord is capable of doing. It is about what you are saying to God when you are in the midst of that. There's a few people that had their own psalms as well, you know, to show that this is not just, a song, a simple song, but this is a deep prayer unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In Exodus 15, we see the children of Israel, they cross the Red Sea. Just as they get over the other side, Miriam lifts up a psalm. And we also see when Hannah was trusting God for a baby, she also lifted up a psalm. Mm. In Judges, Deborah, you know, after she defeats the enemy, she too lifts up a psalm. And the point of it all is that it is very important for us as individuals to also lift up a psalm in the situations that we find ourselves, especially the painful places. And you're going to see what this provoked and what happened after Jonah has made, or rather lifted up this psalm. In this painful place, when we read the psalm, we see something very significant where Jonah actually starts to thank the Lord. He thanks the Lord for the fact that, you know, the water could have swallowed him. So in thanksgiving, when you are in a painful place, it is a good moment for you to sit down, take stock, and look at the hand of God. So he is not talking about where he is. And it's not that he's ignoring it, but he is saying, the God that I serve, I've seen him doing it before. And, you know, like I always say, if God did it before, he can do it again. It's wrong English, but it's good theology. Right. And notice that Jonah is alone. You know, many times when we engage in praise, we are in church this morning, you know, for many of us. You are in church and, you know, it comes across as some kind of performance, and there's nothing wrong with that. But each and every one of us needs to find themselves. And I believe there's so much depth in the praise that you make away from the people. You know, those moments where you sit alone and you look at 2024 and you just think, like, and you're alone, nobody else is there to support you. There's a space where you are genuine to God, and truly your heart starts to feel just how blessed you are, how good God has been. Though you were not good yourself, though you were not faithful all the time, but the Lord has kept you. The Lord has delivered you. So although you are right now in the belly, in a painful place, you need to look back. And you know, when they say count your blessings, name them one by one, it does take that for us actually as humanity, because when something is over, you know, when the Lord has delivered you, we have a tendency of just forgetting about it. So this is why, you know, even David says, do not forget, you know, the good that the Lord has done, because it is easy to forget because of the human nature that we have. So you write it down. I can almost imagine, you know, Jonah probably had a smaller in a notebook, and he was saying, I was here and the Lord delivered me. My enemies were coming for me. You know, and there's a lot we can be grateful for, Sismongile. The fact that we are able to communicate with each other. Even right now, you can hear me. I can speak. You can speak. That is a blessing. Somebody planned to wake up this morning. You know, they said they were going to go to work. They did not make it. Somebody planned to come back home last night. The family was waiting for them, only to find the news that they are no more. But here we are, you and I, still alive, being given another chance. So he thinks about what the Lord has done. And now, considering the fact that he is looking at God's past performance, you know, you can find yourself in a painful place that you even forget who your God is. You know, there's a part where Jonah says, I asked, where are you? And this is what usually happens when we find ourselves in a painful place. It's, it's almost as if, you know, the enemy takes away that past performance that the Lord has given. And you know what? It is only when you replay that you become encouraged, you know, and you start to remember, who is this God? You know, what has he already done? Because also what he has already done is a testament of what he can still do in the future. It should pump you up that, you know what, there was a time where things were just not happening and I saw the hand of God. And this builds up your ability to trust in the Lord. Remember, there's a part where Jonah was drowning. And he says, but God, you know, I love the script, or rather the version that says, but God. And that for us, I believe all our stories of our lives, we can tell the story, this is what happened and that happened. Then at the end, it should be, but God. When he was drowning, and you see, in this place now, the Lord kept him. As you are in the painful place, remember that there are things that God kept you away from, that he made sure do not befall you. There was for a perfect example. There's people with a testimony where they would say, during COVID times, I was right in the belly. I was in the hospital. but I never caught it. I'm a nurse or I'm a doctor, and I dealt with patients, but I never caught it. Somebody can say, you know, I just got a letter of retrenchment. Yes, it did happen in my company. But you know what? I was kept. I was one of the few people that were able to still keep their jobs. You know, someone might say that I was driving my car and it was acting up, and the brakes were not working. But somehow, in the midst of that belly, the Lord kept me. I was not involved in an accident. Oh, I got into an accident, but I came out without a scratch. The car is messed up, but I am fine. And you know, the thing about the things that God keeps you from, many times we don't sit down to think about it. And sometimes we overlook it, and sometimes we simply don't know. And the reason why we don't know is because he kept you from it. It didn't happen. But when you sit and you discern, you can see that the worst, the enemy could have done the worst in this situation, but the Lord kept me. So one, we were looking at the hand of God, what it has done already. You know, not overlooking where you are, but putting yourself in a place of remembrance. And the second part is, remember God has performed before. Past performance in your life, the track record, needs you to be intentional about it so that you do not feel like you are alone, or even start to believe the lie that you're alone, because it is a lie from the pit of hell. Then we're speaking about the Lord keeping us. The Lord kept you from things we don't even know about. But if you sit down and discern and pay attention, you would realize, here I am today, you know, out of hospital, and there are people that got in with me that never made it out. But here I am, given another chance to get it right, to do it again, you know, to live for the Lord, to spread the gospel. So that is a big one. The Lord kept you.
The Lord kept you. So when you are raising praise or a psalm unto the Lord, you are only redirecting your focus back to the Lord and who he is and what he has done?
Yeah. Yes. And these, you know, the power of a psalm is the utterance. It's you speaking it unto the atmosphere.
Okay.
Remember that God inhibits the praises of his people. So one of the ways where you can provoke God, because praise is filled up with the fact that you trust the Lord. And that is what God requires of us, our trust in him. What pleases him is our faith in him. And this is why, as you go further in the psalm, you would see that after Jonah has said all that he has said unto the Lord, the last verse, as it closes, it says, and the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out of the belly into the dry land. The action that led, the provocation
was the praise,
that led us to chapter
was the
10
psalm.
Was the praise. That's correct. That is the power of it. When you are praising God and you are lifting a psalm, you are giving God a right to intervene in your situation. Because remember, legally, the people that have power and dominion this side of life are, it's humanity, it's you and I. But with God, we, when we call upon him, we are saying, get into our business. Mingle in our business. We're giving you the legal right, because it is those that are born of the flesh that are able to have dominion this side of life. So God intervenes in our situations, and how we provoke that, especially when you're dealing with a difficult season. It is for you, not, you know, it is very interesting, Sismongile, that, you know, in this psalm, we don't hear Jonah moaning, complaining. He's not even asking for deliverance.
Yes.
Maybe if it was me, I would say, Lord, take me out.
Of course. I was still coming there.
You know, and of course, there's a place and a time for such, you know, but for you to be able to discern and to provoke, you know, a move of God from chapter 9, things are like this. Chapter 10, we see the hand of God. And that is provocation.
Right. Sure. And I'm reminded as you're saying this that we sing and say when the praises go up, the blessings come down. We are reminded there's a scripture that says he dwells in the praises of his people. And even Paul and Silas were praying in the belly of a whale, which was prison. But it's very easy for us to ask why. It's very easy for us to complain. It's very easy for us to cry out. It's very easy for us to not make sense with everything and dwell on the prison, dwell on the belly, and not also reminding ourselves. How do we turn our mind to that? Because I think this is a very, very important strategy that we need to use on a daily, where we, when with whatever that we are faced with, we just lift up a psalm and praise the Lord in the midst of it all, as we find ourselves locked in that space. But now, how do we turn our minds to that, Sister Ria? Because that is the most hardest part. I think with Jonah as well, he was so irritable with God before. That's why even there are songs that are made because of Jonah. Ngingum heper, wama heper. You know, Yamoyiku Jehovah. So there are songs that are written about everything that was happening before. Before he could even lift up a song. And I think it took long because he was in the belly for some time before lifting up a song. And we are all conditioned like him. But how do we get ourselves to a place where with anything that we are faced with, we can say, wonderful Jehovah.
Yeah, you know, Sis Mohele, naturally first, I think we will always wrestle with our feelings, what we are going through and how we feel about it and what the word says. So from time to time, and it's easy for us to even forget or to be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But from time to time, it is very important to look at scripture regarding what, how you should be engaging with life, you know. And it helps, especially when you find yourself in that place, to hear the voice of God. And by hearing the voice of God, I mean by reading the word of God. Because the word in itself gives us a way in which we need to navigate. In Thessalonians, it says, in every situation, no matter what.
Yeah.
When it says in every situation, it means no matter what the circumstance.
Mm.
Be thankful and continually give thanks to God. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So this is not just me giving advice, but this is a command as a child of God. And it is okay when your body and your mind and your feelings don't feel like it. We don't move by feelings.
Yeah.
We walk by faith and not by sight and the things we see. In the midst of you feeling distraught, anxiety and all that, still with your lips give thanks. The danger of murmuring, complaining, it is so detrimental, because when we speak, we create. This is why when somebody says, how are you, even when you're going through something, you know, it is not that you're lying when you say, I am fine or I am well or I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
It is because you have understood that you have to overshadow the current situation with what you're trusting God for.
Okay.
And remember, the things that are in the spirit, we pull them down.
Mm.
We speak, we ignite, we provoke.
All
right. And the things that are happening here at this level, these are not the truth, but these are situations of life, sometimes even brought through by the enemy himself who came to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm.
So if we focus on sight, then we, number one, it just exaggerates the situation. But number two, you actually take away the opportunity for you to create something better. You know, people of faith, many times people would say, we live in our own world because we refuse to say or move by what is happening. But we live and we will never attach ourselves to the negativity because we understand the power that is on our lips. So even when you feel scared, I can imagine Jonah was human. Jonah was scared. Jonah was wondering, how am I going to get out of this? You know, is this the end of my life? You know, you can imagine in the belly of the fish, there's not even oxygen. How long was he able to hold his breath? You know, how was he able to survive? But instead of sitting on that, he lifted a sob.
Instead of that, he lifted a psalm. Sure. Sisteria, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. Family, I see you. I see your messages. Can I read them when we come back? And we'll take it from there. Somebody says, if somebody has been going through something negative for 4 years and they've been professing what they see, they've been saying what they see instead of what they should see in the spiritual, what they desire to see God doing in that situation, then they say reversing it takes longer. And somebody, that person was talking about even the praising part, but I just need you to respond to that when we come back. This person was talking about the praising part, saying even when you are praising the Lord, it doesn't mean that it will happen spontaneously. I mean, it's been 4 years you've been investing in this the negative way, so reversing it will take longer. But let's come back and talk about it when we come back from the sounds of Bongi and Colin. Be lifted, dedicated to the family members of Radio Pulpit by Thulani Gandlovu, all the way in Bulawayo in Zimbabwe.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Be lifted. And that is Bongi and Colin on this awesome Tuesday. And it's exactly 15 minutes just before 2 on 657 AM on Heart to Heart. And family, do remember that I'm with you up until 3. At 3 o'clock, Germany Joannel says hello. Takes you through with something else. Kathy, I've just forwarded the numbers you were looking for via your WhatsApp. So you can just check your WhatsApp, Kathy. Hi, Reese. Responded. And hello to Sir Martino Malembe in Durban. And you're listening all the way. So humbling, so humbling. Claire N. Fortman, hello to you. Saying amen. This is very encouraging. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us. And then I'll go to Sis Shalom J's message. Before I do that, let me remind family that I'm not alone. I'm with Sis Gloria POV and Vandag on Sprat Oor, praising from a painful place, learning from Jonah. This is where we at. And the scripture read today, Jonah 2 from verse 1 up until verse 10. Now, Shalom J says, we will go to my question there, my queen, but let me go to Shalom J first. Shalom J says, blessing Spongile and ma'am, just for interest's sake, Jonah drowned and was dead when the whale scooped him up. That's why Yeshua said, I will give you the sign of Jonah. Jonah was dead for 3 days in the whale and was resurrected when the whale spewed him on the shore. So he must first drown and die to self and give him praise. Then we get resurrected as new man. Yo! Yo! Die to self. Die to self first.
Sure.
Yeah, because Jonah was full of himself. Né?
Yeah, at the beginning, he wanted to do things his way and, you know, he thought he could get away with it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Shalom Jay, for that. And now, my queen, what I said earlier on was somebody was talking about praising, saying that even when you praise, if you have been in talking negative, speaking negative upon a situation, upon yourself, upon your life or whatever, for years, it will take you years to reverse that. Yes, praise works. Yes, lifting a psalm works. But reversing, pulling down, you spoke about pulling down and through praise, but in the spiritual realm. And so also through a psalm, lifting up a psalm. And this person says it will take you a longer period compared to somebody who has always been speaking positive and continuing that. The truth in that, because so many have been going through things in their lives and negative situations, losses as well, brokenness as well. And Sis Gloria, my queen, when they go through these, some say positive, they speak life into their lives and the situation, circumstance. And then jiggy, you know, that's one of the languages that should go into the dictionary that Mom Pearl was talking about. Jiggy. Suddenly you're negative for a while. And then you're like, oh, what did I just say? Coming back, trying to fix all of that. So how true is this thing of it taking longer because you were negative at first? Do you have to pay the price, or is it in a way renewing your mind that you should continue doing it, continue speaking right until your mind is renewed? What's happening there?
Yeah, it's not necessarily suspended that it scripturally we don't have backup to justify that, but in our own experiences, we can say, you know, you can watch a certain particular area of your life where the situation just became stubborn, you know, and it took you years, and you can identify that, hey, man, I made an error here. I'll give you just a typical example on health, you know. We serve a God, a miracle-working God, you know. God is a healer, one of the aspects of Christ in Scripture. Is that, you know, people who were sick around him all got deliverance and they got their healing. So I did not take care of my health. And that is just the truth. And I could see that it's deteriorating, but I kept ignoring it. Now, I'm in the journey of healing and recovery. It is not happening as quick as I wish it would. But the process is kicking off. So somebody could be going through that the situation is not changing as in tomorrow or the next week or in 2 years' time.
Yeah.
But you can see the journey as it unfolds. The thing about life itself and our different journeys with God is that there is no formula that we can say it will go this way for you, Sisbongile. Somebody else can go in and come out and fully healed within a week or 2 days. This is why Paul encourages that one of the fruits of the Spirit,
patience,
is long suffering.
Okay.
Now, your long suffering, Sisbongile, for you can be 2 years, mine can be 5, the other one could be 10. But it is not about the amount of time, because God operates outside of time. So when you're saying it's been 4 years, it does not mean the same in terms of the spiritual life and what God has got planned for you. The time does not have an impact on God as it does on us. Time was given for us as a way to navigate life. But time does not determine what God is doing. Time does not restrict him. Time cannot contain him. But what we need to work on, especially when you're dealing with a stubborn situation, is to build that ability, that fruit of the spirit of long suffering.
Mm.
Are you always going to be patient? No. But this is why we are constantly becoming, where you will notice that you are starting to lose patience.
Mm.
Sometimes we even lose faith, you know. There's a man that said, I believe, but help my unbelief. So
yes,
in the midst of belief, there's unbelief as well. You go back to God. But allow the mystery of our Father, you know, to give you your own personal experience.
Right.
You know, it will only take you to surrender. And once you surrender and you give it to him, naturally, you are going to, you know, feel, but you will be so fulfilled in your soul.
Right.
You will be so settled and at peace.
Wow.
Long suffering is a fruit.
Some of us are going through that long suffering for years. Sis Gloria, 17 years is not easy for some of us, but God with us through it all. And I personally have said those words to the Lord, help my unbelief, okay? Deal with me. Lord Jesus, help us on this journey. Sometimes it's not an easy one, but doable through Christ. Kolisile, I see you saying good day, Swangile, listening and learning a lot. I thank God for the teaching. Me too, hey? And this is where we say, be strengthened in the Lord and in the power of his might. I've been strengthened through this teaching as you're journeying on. Sister, what do we say in closure? Just before we pray for the family members, and also I did mention to the family that we will be praying for the Mbogazis and the Ngambules and South Africa as a whole. We have lost Usis Zanele Mbogazi. We have lost Mama Connie Chume. Those who don't know, she was a child of God. I used to fellowship with her, go Oasis of Life. And so we have lost these legends, and it's not right. And I'm wondering how many of us in South Africa are going through losses, brokenness, and just negative things in our lives. But what do we say in closure, just before you lead us in prayer?
In closure, Sis Bongile, notice that Jonah was alone when he lifted the sun in the belly. But how do we know that this is what Jonah said when he was alone in the belly? We know this because when he stepped out of it, he continued with lifting the sun. He continued to testify about the Lord. So as we close, treat this as, you know, when you've got a favorite movie, you would watch it over and over again, but each time you watch, you would find something new. And each time you go back to what God has done, you will notice something that you actually overlooked, and that will work as in your spirit to encourage you in order for you to stand in the place until the day of deliverance. Now, as we close our eyes and we are going to pray, dear Heavenly Father, in this time of sorrow, we lift our weary hearts to you. We ask for your loving embrace to surround the grieving family, those who are going through loss, those in painful places, those who are confused, those who are discouraged. May they find solace in your constant presence and feel the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding. O Lord, may you grant them the strength in this new journey and this new season. May you comfort them, give them words that will be better than therapy and counseling. Stretch your hand, Lord God, to those who need it in this very moment in time. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we have prayed, and the Church of God shall say aloud, Amen.
Sister Gloria, for us who'd like to be in contact with you, how do we do so?
I am available on all social media platforms, and it is Gloria, P-O-V, Gloria, P-O-V, and my number, which is also a WhatsApp number, is 072-082-5732. 0782-582-5340. I'll repeat, 072-082-5340.
All righty then. Let's hear if this message from Kathy's for us.
I just wanted to say about the time when we speak positive and trust God to heal us. In 2022, I actually fell out of my wheelchair and I broke my leg. And what happened then was that the doctors didn't really know how to treat me because I had polio as a child of 11 months. But I wasn't going to stop there. Yes, lots of trying times. Yes, times when I sort of gave up. Yes, I'm still in this situation where my leg's not bending properly. But, yes, there are times that I struggle to praise God in my circumstances. But I know that He's there. And I ask Him to help me because the only thing, or I am alone. It's not something that I can say. It's not. I am alone, but I'm not alone. You know, Johnny Erickson sings a song, Alone Yet Not Alone. And that song is so amazing because she won a Grammy for it. But isn't her life also just been so difficult? And she's still keeping her faith. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this wonderful this wonderful teaching on Jonah. Yes, we have to. Well, God showed me how to help myself. While I had this broken leg, staying on the bed for 8 months, and I put the fridge next to the, well, I didn't, somebody put the fridge next to the bed, the microwave next to the bed, and all the other things. And I was able to help myself. Thank God for everything He has done for me since then. I'm still battling. I have to get into the car on a plank. Some people have dropped me. I've dropped myself. And we still ask God to heal. And it's a slow healing. But maybe I need to learn Jonah's lessons also by putting my flesh aside. God bless you all. Okay then, bye.
Thank you so much. Sis Gloria, do you want to say something to her before I say goodbye to you?
You know, I think she is on the right track in terms of the posture of her heart and her faith. And we're just going to support her in prayer and we declare full healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen to that. Thank you so much, my queen. Have a blessed one. We love you. Welcome back.
It is good to be back. Thank you.
Bye, Sis Gloria. And Kathy, thank you so much for sharing that testimony with us. As Sis Gloria had said, may you continue to heal. May your healing be complete in Jesus' name. And just to remind you, my family, you can find Sis Gloria on her WhatsApp number, 072-082-5340. 072-082-5340. Otherwise, she is Gloria POV on all socials. And now we're crossing over to the 2 o'clock. It's now 2 o'clock, the 2 o'clock news bulletin. And we'll see you on the flip side of 2 o'clock.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.